Why embody? Why is it so critical for you as a woman to embody your beauty and your truth, to embody what it is that's true inside of you in any given moment? So many women compartmentalize their truth, compartmentalize their life, feel like they need to be somebody different as a wife or as a mother or in the workplace or whatever different situation that you might find yourself in. If you are not fully embodying who you are in any given moment, you're spending a lot of excess energy trying to fit into other people's expectations of who they might want you to be, how they might want you to show up. And this as a woman is exhausting, let alone confusing, trying to keep track of what everybody else might expect of you or want of you in any given circumstance. When you are embodying your truth, when you are in alignment with your soul at any given point in your life, because it's not just once. You don't choose to embody just one time. Continually, you will commit to allowing yourself to embody what is deepest and truest inside of you. So we're going to look at what embody really means. So you begin to feel this, not just as an external concept or an intellectual idea, but something that's true and tangible inside of you so that you can relate to embody and you can allow yourself to experience what this feels like. So here are some definitions of embody from the dictionary. Number one, to give tangible, bodily, or concrete form to an abstract concept. So breaking this down a little bit, if your truth inside is an abstract concept, which it is, right? It's something inside of you that's abstract, it's intangible. Bringing that form into a tangible, bodily, or concrete form is how you actually embody your truth. So bringing that truth from inside of you, outside of you, how you look, how you dress, how you speak, how you live your life, how you are with other people, how you hold yourself, your boundaries, all of that is a reflection of you being able to embody your truth. If you think about, just for a minute, any time in your life where you may have been incongruent with your full truth, meaning you were not embodying it, meaning that your actions were not in alignment with your deepest intentions. You can feel that inside, and it can be incredibly painful, especially for us as women, those of us women who are deeply committed to spirituality, deeply committed to evolving and allowing ourselves to grow. Whenever you've been out of alignment with your embodiment, it can really deeply hurt. Now, again, I want to say this is not about perfection. We all have experiences in our behavior where we've acted out in some way or another. We're not in alignment with our truth. That's part of living and growing and experiencing and having even a conflicting and contrasting experience in your life gives you the opportunity to actually come back into alignment. So I want to be clear, no room for judgment here. This happens to every single one of us. However, allowing yourself more and more in your life to be one with your truth allows this natural state of embodiment so that you do not have to try so hard. For a moment, I want you to think about the holidays. Very often the holidays for women can bring up some stress, some contraction, some limitation, some feeling of like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do it? How am I going to show up inside of those circumstances? What if you could show up just as you are? What if you were so confident, so in alignment with the truth of who you are that you didn't have to try? You didn't have to try to please this person or that person. You didn't have to shy away. You didn't have to overexert. You didn't have to overcompensate. And you didn't have to hide. You could really allow yourself to be in the natural state of your own truth. That's what we're talking about. Embody also means to be an example of. So as you are embodying your truth, you're a natural example of the light, the loving, whatever it is that your core values are. So for me, specifically around beauty and truth, when you are embodying your truth, you're a natural example of beauty, of light in the world. And I feel that you, as a woman who's drawn to this program, as a woman who's drawn to Elegant Femme, as a woman who's being deeply called to experience and to honor her soul's calling, you are an example of light in this world. And that to me represents a shift in consciousness. So I think this is a beautiful opportunity for you to feel how important this is, not from a space of burden or heaviness, just from a space of actually excitement and opportunity. The final definition is to unite in a comprehensive whole system. So I talk a lot about wholeness inside of our CREM program. There's actually two models specifically that I speak about. The void model, which so many of us are raised inside of, and then the model of the CREM, allowing yourself to be whole and complete and really live your life from that place. This requires a specific level of embodiment. So instead of feeling that compartmentalization that I spoke about just a minute ago, instead of feeling your life is fragmented, instead of that kind of exhaustion that you can feel from time to time that, oh my gosh, I have to be this over here and this over here, and that kind of mounting pressure of fragmentation, I invite you to feel into a comprehensive whole system. That's really what your soul represents. And when you allow yourself to step into your unique, unconventional path, you are embodying that whole comprehensive system. Embodying you now allows you to move beyond limitations, old patterns, and the idea of who you are, so you may move into spirit's truest version and vision for you. Every single one of us goes through stages in our lives where we have a certain attachment to identity of who we are or who we feel we are based on past circumstances, based on what people might have told you. Allowing yourself in any given moment to embody the truth inside you, which reaches above and beyond that. And this is where your femtypes come in. You're going to love this in weeks 3 and 4. Really allowing your femtypes to guide you on your unconventional path to open up those limitations and those beliefs and those even nitty-gritty conversations that you got so used to inside of yourself that you don't even realize you're telling a story. You don't even realize that there's an alternative. You don't even realize that there's a choice to let that go. So as you embody your soul's focus, as you allow your soul to lead, you'll feel that gorgeous, deeper integration of you get naturally allowing yourself to embody this space. In this program, we're going to focus on one area of your life that you would like to transform. Now, I say here that you would like to transform. You're going to find out in week number 2 what this area is, what your soul-led focus is. You might have an idea of what it is. I will invite you to set that aside and allow what it truly is to be revealed to you. Every time I've gone through this, I have thought I had an idea of what I needed to focus on and what my soul-led focus was, and it turned out being something different. So I say here what you would like to transform, and I'd like you to be open that perhaps from a soul-led perspective, it might be something else. So over the course of the next 6 weeks, we're going to identify what that area is and how to transform it. Now, again, the transforming aspect of this is much more graceful and intuitive than how you might have experienced your processing in the past. You're going to have a lot of support from your femtypes, from the embody equation. So this transformation is going to be taking place very, very subtly and naturally underneath the surface. My intention is that your headspace and any kind of faux New Yorker energy is minimally involved and you really feel this just natural progression taking place. You're going to learn how to embody boundaries, your femtypes, and your deepest truth without chasing or overcompensating. You will be entering into a new level of allowing. And again, the allowing piece is important to underscore because it's more than an idea. You know, the idea of allowing, oh, that sounds nice. I'll just sit here and I'll allow things. It's not a passive action. There really is an active component to you allowing things to transform in your life. So we'll be spending some time on that as well. So we're going to get into some questions here. It is really important that you take some time to answer these questions. This is going to give you a little bit of an opening before we move into the embody equation and certainly before next week when we move into your beauty truth analysis. So these are some deeper questions. You might find yourself a little bit uncomfortable as you answer them. I invite you to do whatever you could do inside your own process to relieve resistance for yourself. Some ideas from my own personal process is getting up and going for a walk before I sit down, choosing a beautiful place to do it, making sure it's in my calendar, you know, breaking down that I'll only do 10, you know, two questions right now and I'll take 10 minutes. Those are some of the things that I've used in the past when I'm feeling some resistance and I know something's really vitally important to me. Those of you that have already been through the Indie program, you're aware of specifics around your own resistance process, and of course you can open up into that for yourself as well. So I'm going to briefly go over the questions just for clarification purposes and to perhaps deepen an awareness inside of you. And this will be your next step, okay? You're going to be answering these questions, and then when I meet you back for the next segment, we'll go into the actual embody equation. All right, number one, why is it important for me to embody my truth? This is a very personal answer. If this wasn't important to you, you would not be here with me at this point. Right? You were to say, it's not important to me, I don't care, you wouldn't be here. Specifically, why is it important to you? What is your commitment inside to your own embodiment and your truth? What has kept you from embodying your truth in the past? Now, I really invite you to listen to your Indie inside of this question. What typically will come up, and certainly I've seen this in my own experience and women who I've guided through this process in the past, the idea of a loss of identity, the idea of not being as important if you follow what's true to you in any given moment. So really feeling that shift from an ego-led consciousness to a soul-led consciousness. So really tap into what might be true for you inside of this and what has held you back before from following your truth. Loss is a big one inside of that as well. The fear of loss of love or respect is big in there. I'm not saying those have to be what you choose. I'm just inviting you, you know, to really go into the depth of that question for yourself. Next, what is the number one reason I'm afraid to embody my truth right now? Okay, so you identified what has stopped you in the past, which might be a little bit more broad for you, a little bit of an overview. You might feel a little sense of emotion or feeling. And next, why right now? What's stopping you right now in this moment, okay, at this point in time? And if you're honest with yourself, the one area in your life that's bothering you the most is what? Okay, this is where you start to begin to shift a tiny bit away from that personal-led ego idea of what you think you should be focusing and should be doing into a little bit more of possibility of what might be really going on. This is just a tiny opening. Okay, we're going to evaluate it together through the beauty truth analysis, and then you're going to be taking that soul-led focus through the embody equation. So this is to see right now your current level of awareness, what you're able to tap into. Then you're going to be asking yourself, what do you currently embody? This can be a very scary question to look at. I invite you to be incredibly honest with yourself. When I have done this for myself, being able to admit where the gap was, you know, what I really stand for inside versus how I might have been embodying my life and feeling that difference, being able to admit that to yourself is extraordinary, right? So this is really between you and you. Remember your intention when you're asking yourself these questions. Go there, right? Go there for yourself. What would you like to embody? You know, what do you really stand for inside, and how, what would you like to embody in your life? You know, a woman who follows her truth, a woman who honors her deepest knowing, a woman who doesn't care what other people think of her and is truly in alignment with her soul would be some of my answers. Of course, you answer whatever you want, right? Just honoring that for yourself, like, yeah, why is this question important? Because I will tell you, when we move into the beauty truth analysis and when you start to see the embody equation and you start to step into permission and trust and surrender, some things are going to be a little rattled for you inside. And so remembering why you want to embody and what you would like to embody is going to be an important stake for you, an important stake in the ground and a reminder and motivation as to why you're doing this and why it's important to you to commit to your soul's embodiment. What am I being called by my soul to embody at this time? So what am I being called by my soul to embody at this time? You might not know. You might say, I don't know. That's okay. You might just get one word. That's okay. If you have any information here, right, this is just for you to take a closer look at the beginning. When we come back, we're going to be going into the Femme type body equation. Okay, we're going to take a look at how your fem types are going to assist you throughout this process and what exactly the embody equation is. So go ahead here and complete these questions. Take your time, like I said, and complete them certainly before we step into week 2. Okay, and I'll meet you back here for the next segment.